This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of and the big manager at Talkers Magazine. Talkers is the industry Bible. People go to Talkers at Talkers.com every week to see this list, among other things, the stories, top people, list of 10 on each category. Michael works with his staff to review what's going on hundreds of stations around the country with hundreds of hosts. It's a big deal. And he's capable. He's a big deal. No small talk here. This is big time stuff. And your being here, Michael, is a big deal.
Wow. You know that. Makes me feel good about, making the effort.
Yeah.
Big. Everything we do is big. I got to tell you, we have a big story this week. We have what we call a tsunami story, one that just washes across the beach of conversation, if you will, and just dominates it. The shootings in El Paso and Dayton just totally obliterated everything else in terms of news talk radio, which is the primary venue that we explore for this list. So,
right.
So let me give you what we have. A lot of these topics they blend into each other. So it's not easy. This is as much art as it is science, because it's conversation. A conversation, as you say, is like a tree. It has lots of branches. So let's go from number 10 to number 1 on the story survey. At number 10 we have conversation about video game and entertainment industry violence. At number 9, the changes of the governorship of Puerto Rico. At number 8, we have U.S.-Iran tensions. At number 7, we have a couple of incidents that were extraordinarily indicative of the times and the tension. We have the USA Today evacuation. People thought there was a gunman there. And panic in Times Square. I don't even know what to begin to talk about. A motorcycle.
Broadway shows being canceled because of a motorcycle.
But people were banging on the doors. Can you imagine being in the middle of a Broadway show, in the middle of that, you know, fantasy, and all of a sudden crowds are banging on the door of the theater? Can you imagine what that must have felt like to the actors and to the people in the theater, and people were falling to the ground, and, you know, you think the worst. And a lot of these people are tourists, so it's like, oh boy. At number 6, we have immigration reform, race relations, and the great author Toni Morrison passed away, which is a terrible time for one of the great black writers in America to die, because race relations is such a heated topic this week. Yeah. At number 5, we have the 2020 presidential race. At number 4, we have the U.S.-China trade war, stock market fluctuations, the protests in Hong Kong. Number 3, Trump's visits to Dayton and El Paso this past week. Number 2, calls for gun control legislation and a new term in our lexicon, red flag laws. And let us not forget, also at number 2 is discussion about all the violence, the gun violence that took place in Chicago, same day as the shootings. And number 1, of course, the El Paso Dayton mass shootings. The people on our survey, we have a lot of people squeezing into the top 10 slots. There's more than 10 people. At number 10, we have Toni Morrison and the new governor of Puerto Rico, Wanda Vazquez. At number 9, Greg Abbott and Dee Margo from Texas, the governor and the El Paso mayor. We have the mayor and the governor in Ohio, Nan Whaley and Mike DeWine at number 8. At number 7, Patrick Crucius and Connor Betts, the gunman. Number 6, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and Elijah Cummings. At number 5, Mitch McConnell and Mike Pence. At number 4, the squad, AOC, Rashida Tlaib, Ayanna Presley, and Ilhan Omar. We have at number 3, Marianne Williamson, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, and Pete Buttigieg. The reason we have Marianne Williamson at the beginning of that is she really was a big part of the conversation this week. It seems that even though people don't really give her much of a chance of being president, people are not laughing at her as much as they did. She's got a very important message.
People who laugh at her are ignorant.
Yes, they really are. Yeah. She's a heck of a woman, and a very, very, very outstanding speaker and intellect and
important message.
Yeah, no question about it. She has my respect. At number two, Joe Biden. Beto O'Rourke got himself into the conversation with the El Paso connection and being one of the first people to blame Donald Trump for everything that's wrong in the world. Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren at number two, and Donald Trump is at number one, and that's the best we can do in a very, very, muddy water of conversation in terms of categorizing topics and people.
Did you see that Bill O'Reilly said on his program that he might vote for Joe Biden? But the pot, how that really is a pot to be stirred.
Well, I was on the radio. I've been doing a lot of radio work this week, which has helped me gain insight into this. And,
sure.
and a Trump fan said, I have a lot of problems with Trump. But who the hell would I vote for? Because they want Trump because of the policies that Trump has enacted, mm-hmm. many things. But Trump's behavior, his demeanor, his contribution to the strike.
Absolutely.
Who do I vote for? And I'm saying to myself, the only one I could think of for somebody in that situation who's a fan of Donald Trump but is troubled by his demeanor and wants to know who else is there, believe it or not, I said, you'd vote for Joe Biden. Joe Biden is the closest thing to Donald Trump that we have.
Yeah, except he's a gentleman. And that's where I am as well. I don't like all the stuff that Trump has done, but I do like many. He's decimated the American farmer, the family farmer. The farmers' lives are being ruined by his policies, and I can't swallow that because of my other role as a farmer. But I look at Joe Biden and I think, he sticks his foot in his mouth all the time, but that's part of who he is in terms of whether he's even-handed. Can he put together a group of people, a coalition that might bring some changes or follow up on some of the things that Trump has done that is beneficial? It's just, you get down to the brass tacks of it, and you're right. Now, all these other people, Bernie Sanders this week said that he would unlock the files on UFOs. That was probably the biggest thing he said all week long, at least from my point of view. Every president that I can remember, how long does it go back, Michael, to people saying, as soon as I get, but Trump said it, as soon as I get into office, I'm going to tell you the real story about Area 51. Not a peep since then.
Yeah, well,
not a peep. Huh? Bernie Sanders says UFOs.
He's looking for a new issue.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's really
Al Capone's secret stash.
Yeah, right.
Do you remember that?
Did he really use a baseball bat? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, so we've got lots of things. The talk tree would, as you've suggested, bring us around to thinking that of all of the top three items, they all kind of blend in together. And then there are tremendous, the branches of the tree go into various areas, tremendous other items to talk about as we review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio from Michael Harrison's perspective as the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You have all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, a great American story. Now Mike Lindell, the inventor, CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to the people who listen to my programs. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products now if you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials. You can save up to 50% on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and just a whole lot more. For example, I got one here, the body pillow, usually $89.99. With the promo code DJV, it's $29. Imagine that, a $60 savings on one of the greatest, the best-selling MyPillows there is. MyPillow.com, regular pillow, body pillow, $89. But now, with the code DJV, 29. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50%, including with the body pillow. That's a $29 deal, usually $89. Enter the promo code DJV. Do it now while you're thinking about it. Great specials at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about the moment when the medevac landed to take him and other casualties to safety after a long battle in Afghanistan.
The medevac bird just comes in and lands right between us and the enemy, and you know, guys are just pouring up from the vehicle patrol base to come, you know, take care of our casualties and reinforce the observation post.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. The stories that we are all concerned about. I thought it was interesting on Monday on my DJV program. I went right to, or we all of us on the program, went right to the Chicago story because there was so much focus on El Paso and Dayton, but yet another weekend in Chicago saw more people killed there in that city than in both the incidents together in El Paso and Dayton. Yet nobody talks about that, it would seem, and how many other killings there are every week in this country. And thus the reason for many countries, Michael, issuing a warning this week to travelers, to tourists who would come to America. Be prepared, be careful, and in some instances, don't go. So one wonders what this is going to do, never mind all the ancillary things, but the business of our country having this reputation, and, you know, you expect countries like Venezuela doesn't like us anyway to say, don't go to America, but some of our friends, the European connection to most every country has been shaken by this, and there are warnings from most of these governments and all around the world, don't go to America, or if you do, have your eyes wide open because there's a chance there could be something that may harm you going on. And this is
statistically that is really out of whack, but
it's very much
like what we used to deal with when we went to Israel, you know.
Yep.
one of the safest places in the world, but it had the reputation for being terribly dangerous because it's the emotional nature of the violence, not necessarily the actual numbers.
And then all the attention to gun ownership, gun control. How many of us have seen the picture of the man who walked into a Walmart, said he was looking for something that would kill 200 people? This from, you know, after what went on, some Walmart in Texas someplace. And then they identified this guy. Florida. You look at this stuff and you think, have we gone crazy? Are we going nuts? Why would somebody go into a Walmart and say, I want a gun that will kill 200 people? They got the guy on video. But there's no question
mental illness is a factor in this mix.
Oh, my God.
All the factors are small factors that add up to a big problem opposed to one problem.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 21 past the hour.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Michael Harrison is here with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The stories, the people, the focus on the air, and much of it this week, as we have acknowledged the top three items, the shootings in Dayton and El Paso. But then there was another incident, but it wasn't gun violence. It was a stabbing, or actually four people got stabbed in California, I think Monday or Tuesday of this week. And this is a random sort of thing. Nobody knows why the guy did it. Some of the people in authority say he was full of hate. You look at some of the postings he has online. And that's another thing, Michael. Much of this stuff now is perpetrated, and the excuse that's given is that people are whipped up by whatever social media they may be influenced by. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you name it. This, what was it, 8-something or other, the site that was just full of
8chan.
Yeah, right. So, you know, you think about that, and you think about the power that social media has. I was reading a story about this guy, Jack Dorsey, I think is his name, who runs, he's the CEO of Twitter, and how much influence he has. Somebody suggested that he has the power to destroy the world, or Western democracy anyway. I don't know, you know, that seems a little over the top, but he's been at this since he was 19. Dorsey's 42 now. He's made billions of dollars on Twitter, and he seems to be a rather strange dude. And so could somebody like that who decided, yeah, I think that's the real danger with all of this. These devices, people that are so involved with watching them, reading them, being around them, having to have them, and what influence a few people could have on changing the minds of millions and millions and millions of people. I think it's very dangerous.
Media is dangerous. I mean, media is dangerous. You know, the old NBC, CBS, ABC.
Are we dangerous? Are you and I dangerous?
Everybody who has a microphone, anybody who has a soapbox is dangerous. Free speech is dangerous. It's untidy, it's messy, and it's dangerous. It's not a clean, neat affair, but it's vital to freedom. Freedom is dangerous. People are dangerous. So we have to learn how to live in an atmosphere of danger.
Because it's
exaggerated, it's enhanced, it's taken a giant step forward in terms of evolution. The technology has never been as keen as it is today, and thus all of the dangers that come with communication, that come with proselytization, are being enhanced, and we have to get used to it. We certainly cannot engage in the kind of censorship that'll curtail free speech. We have to learn how to adjust our rules, our norms, our principles, our customs to this new reality in which we are not only finding ourselves, but into which we are getting deeper and deeper. This is just the beginning. It's going to be so far beyond
what's the picture like
now.
In 50, 60 years. What's the picture in your mind?
Say that again.
Your picture, let's fast forward 40, 50, 60 years. What's the picture look like then?
We're so plugged into each other, so entangled in terms of our minds, that we won't even know our own thoughts from other people's thoughts. The merger of biology with artificial intelligence, we're all going to become the robots that we fear. And we have to be very careful that we're able
to
maintain.
We're like robots now. We're like zombies with all these damn devices.
Yeah, but beyond that, we have to learn how to deal with being individuals within a system that creates a hive mentality. Mm-hmm. We have to be very careful not to become like the ants or the bees.
Mm-hmm. The worker bees in the All right, interesting, penetrating food for thought. 28 after on the Talk Radio Countdown.
I was a pack-a-day smoker for 33 years. You could see the look in their eye, like they recognized the smell on you, and you just die a little inside because you knew you offended someone. Since I switched to Juul, I don't even think twice about it. It's like a weight lifted off of you.
Stacy made the switch in 2016. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for the time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Is your child tackling new challenges in math this year? Are they striving to get ahead of the pack? Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. We're the authority on math education, with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each student face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them achieve their academic goals all year long. Find a learning center near you at Mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Baseball season is in full swing.
I hear popcorn. Get your popcorn.
It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super PolyGrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
PolyGrip. Hey, how are you? So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polident so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
PolyDent.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Democratic presidential candidate speaking out about the death of Jeffrey Epstein. Kirsten Gillibrand on CBS's Face the Nation saying,
"These survivors deserved a day in court. They deserved justice. They deserve to speak out against this perpetrator."
She says it's a shame that the 66-year-old pedophile committed suicide, saying there needs to be a full investigation as to what took him off suicide watch to begin with. Epstein awaiting trial for sex trafficking charges and had just been taken off suicide watch. Attorney General Bill Barr calling for a full investigation. Acting Homeland Security Director Kevin McAleenan addressing last week's ICE raids in Mississippi, where nearly 700 illegals were arrested. McAleenan telling NBC's Meet the Press the raids had been planned for over a year.
In terms of the ICE operations, these are enforcement operations that are part of their daily cycle. Something like this has been planned for over a year. This is a criminal investigation.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Keeping on track with what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. This is our weekly Talk Radio Countdown show. Michael Harrison is here, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We're delving into the different things that are part of the top three stories more than anything else. Normally we spend a lot of time, or I'll bounce around with Michael, and we'll take, actually number seven too, looking at the list, top three plus that. Usually. And the other thing, Iran, I mean, nobody's talking about any of this stuff, even though it is very important. I think, frankly, number 10, Michael, and again, folks, those of you who'd like to keep up with the list itself, go to talkers.com. You'll find the stories and the people listed every week that comes as a result of the research there. So the video game, the violence, the discussion of that, I believe, from my perspective anyway, and how I handle it on the air, was a very important cog in the wheel of these discussions. And the influence of big money, certainly the entertainment world, controls lots of discretionary spending in our country, and they make a lot of the dough, all these big companies, and they don't want to see. And they'll argue, oh, no, it's not that. You can see a lot of normal people who play the games. That's not the point. Or at least it isn't with me. What about with you?
I have mixed feelings about it. I do believe that our culture influences our behavior. So the amount of violence in our culture, it troubles me on a certain level. But on another level, studying this all my life, being interested in media and entertainment, and reading a number of studies on this, some people actually believe violence in entertainment is a safety valve to keep people from enacting violence in real life.
Dig into that a little bit more. That's a very interesting theory.
If suddenly violence were quelled and you're not allowed to engage in violent, there are no violent movies, there's no violent sports, there's no violent video games, violence is now politically incorrect, it might cause some people to take that energy out on other people in real life, that it is a safety factor. There are people who believe that, and it might be true to a certain degree. Of course, everything has its exceptions, and the problem with this gun violence is that it's always a matter of exceptions. It's always a matter of that lone maniac, that lone brooder, that person who's bullied in school, that person who's angry at society, that person who's not wired correctly, that person who's strung out on opioids or any number of chemicals. There's so many things, but the average person doesn't fall victim to those things and just blows it off and lives with it. And, I mean, you and I grew up with violence. Look at the cartoons that we used to watch when we were kids.
Right.
Papa used to beat the living daylights.
Right.
Bugs Bunny cartoon, they'd blow each other up.
Yeah.
It was amazing. If you go back to YouTube and look at the Mouseketeers in the Annette Funicello era, when you and I were little kids, they wear guns. They wore a holster, and the guns had caps in them, which is gunpowder that would blow up.
Yeah, how many of us shot those caps? The whole business about having a gun in a holster. And we wanted to emulate the Lone Ranger.
Right. Had discussions about it. I remember when I got into my teen years, there were some people would say, I don't allow my child to play with guns. Even if it's a stick, I think it's bad. That didn't come till I was already grown up. When I was a kid, it wasn't even thought of. Yeah, kids played with guns. If you went to a toy store, one of the main lines of toys were guns for children when the post-war baby boomers were kids, little kids. And so I don't know. Then you often hear people say, well, I did that when I was a kid, and it didn't affect us in any way. We grew up all right, but did we? The question is, are we all right?
Are we normal?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It didn't hurt me.
Really? Have you looked in the mirror lately? All right. So, meanwhile, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said that the president wants an outcome on gun legislation. And so, even though they're on recess, says the Senate will consider gun background checks in some new legislation. We got a lot of legislation. And I'm not sure a lot of people are paying attention to the legislation or the laws that are on the books already. But do we need to have stiffer gun background checks? And it's all so hazy.
Well, Second Amendment fans are certainly concerned.
Yeah.
Then there are the extremists who believe that the Democrats are hell-bent on getting rid of the Second Amendment completely, which I personally don't believe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe it'll happen. But there's that type of fear being stoked in the political conversation. You got people, like Elizabeth Warren and AOC out there, gotta get rid of guns. And then you have people who say, if these people get in power, the state's going to take away all our rights. We're not going to have any guns. We won't be able to protect ourselves. So those are the extreme ends of an argument that I really feel is healthier solved in the middle, not on the ends.
So then there's the ancillary. Again, I go to the talk tree and the things that come out. Would we know about this home in Sterling, Ohio that was torched? An interracial couple lived together and they bought a house together. And police there have found a swastika and anti-black spray paint all over the side of the house, that kind of stuff. Would we be talking about that in light of what has happened here? And then the story from Illinois this week where a police officer went into a home and shot a 12-year-old in his bed because he had an assault rifle. And what is this stuff? What in the world is going on? And would we? We seem to find things like this, and they come to the surface of conversation. But in my everyday life, Michael, I don't talk about this stuff with my friends. When I'm on the farm, I'm talking about stuff on the farm. And you and I, when we have conversations, we don't talk about this stuff. When we have phone conversations, we talk about your wife, or you know, where are we going for dinner, or. Or, you know,
where are you and my wife going to dinner? And, you know.
Yes, right. Where are?
No, in all seriousness, you and I have events. We have platforms where we talk about this stuff. So,
yeah.
You know, if we walked around talking about this stuff all the time, we would be one-dimensional. But I do believe there are many people that are obsessed with this stuff and talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
There are people that talk about it in a healthy way. But I think the vast majority of people in the United States not only don't talk about it, they don't think about it, and they don't know about it. If you were to go out to like one of the malls, in a suburban mall in anywhere USA, mm-hmm. and survey the first 100 people, let's give kids a break, 100 adults, how many of them do you think would have heard that there were shootings last weekend in America that everybody's talking about? What percentage of the 100 do you think would actually even know it happened?
80.
80% you think would know?
Yep.
All right. Well,
you?
I think that's high. I think about maybe 40%.
No.
Really? Yeah, I think. But this is my own opinion. It's hard to really get down to really dependable, quantifiable metrics on that. But the fact of the matter is, I think that most people are oblivious to who their congressman is, who their mayor is.
Oh, I think that's true. Yeah, I do think that's true. Yeah.
Well, I don't think that people follow the news, and I think the most alarming thing about social media that we talked about earlier is that it is the primary source of news for many people. They mm-hmm. actually get their news from their crazy friends, as opposed to from the crazy media that's pandering to them.
Wait a minute, you and I are friends. Are we crazy? What is
yes.
it goes on here?
We're all crazy. Well, that's also another the mental issue.
Still crazy after all these years.
You're making a joke, but the fact of the matter is that I think that it's a normal part of the human condition to be somewhat crazy. I think that we're such a complicated machine, the human brain and the spirit and the mind and all this stuff and the stress that we face. I think that it's a work in progress and that there are a lot of bugs to be worked
on. I want to talk to your son, Matthew, about this. I was just thinking about my daughter saying, Daddy, you're so strange.
She's. I can imagine what it's like growing up with you as a father.
Oh my God! Well, my two children are great contributors to society.
Well, they're much more normal. They seem much more normal than you.
And some people believe that's true. Yes, in some respects. Thank you.
I don't know how that happened.
I don't either.
I don't.
My son is writing. He's on the staff. There's a new show on CBS called Women Who Kill. And my son is in the writing staff of that, and he talks about, you know, you sit in the room, they have they have the writer's room, and they go through the scripts with the stars. And the stuff that goes on in there is that he talks about is hilarious, but also strange. Because think about actors and how strange they are. And then you think about people who are on the radio. The reason that we're on the radio is because we have things to say, and some of those things are strange. The reason we're successful. You and I have been on the radio for 50 years plus. And look at the things that we've done with our time on the radio and the people we've met and the things we've influenced. And a lot of it is just plain strange. Some of the music that we used to play, how strange was that stuff?
Well, you know what they say, people are strange. When you're
I heard
stranger.
That, yes, right around there's somebody from the doors.
When you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. People are strange when you're a stranger.
Morrison's dead, long live Harrison.
And Harrison lives in France.
Does he really? No, he's over there with Elvis. Is he?
Yes.
Is he? Wow, really?
Yeah.
Time for us to... Do you want to keep this going, or shall I do a commercial?
I'm just fading off into the distance as we lose it.
Time. Well, this stuff is getting so serious, it's about time we lighten it up a little bit. I was just thinking about Jerry Nadler and Hillary on opposite sides. Nadler says there's got to be impeachment proceedings starting right away. And Hillary says, don't be so sure that this is... Remember, she was on the committee with Fred Thompson... When Nixon there was an impeachment proceeding against him, and certainly she knows firsthand after the impeachment proceedings for her husband, And she says to the Democrat, look, you're crazy. Stop it. And one way
there is only one way for people who do not like Donald Trump to get rid of him. Only one way.
Yep.
Vote on election day.
For somebody else. Yep.
And that's it. Elections. That's why we have elections. We've got to get out of the habit of trying to find reasons to impeach presidents or to
5 minutes after
them.
They get... Right. 5 minutes after they get into office.
Right. Right.
Time for us to think about getting healthy the correct way. Calitrin is a fabulous way because it's not doesn't involve dieting, doesn't involve drugs, doesn't involve stimulants. It's the all-natural, healthy way. You'll lose the weight, and you'll keep it off. That's what I emphasize, because there are all kinds of supplements around, all kinds of diets. You'll lose the weight. You'll embrace yourself. People will be embracing you. You'll look so much better. You'll feel so much better. You'll be healthier. This is healthy weight loss. Toploss.com for Calitrin. Use the DGV code for great savings.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower. Dodge Challenger Hellcat Redeye, with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque. And the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
One of the things that Michael does every week in his long retinue of things is do his interview, the MH interview, mhinterview.com. This week you talked to Mike Siegel. I chuckle because Siegel's been around the horn for a long time. What did you find out from him?
Well, he certainly has been there from the beginning of the modern era, right after the Fairness Doctrine, and he was one of the original local muckrakers. Mm-hmm. He is a class of talk show host we don't see much anymore, and he's still out there, you know, doing his thing. It was fun to talk to him. Good guy.
He is fun. He's always been fun. He's one of those. He's completely oblivious to anything except what's going on in his frame of reference on the air. And that's one of the things he's so focused. That's why he's always been that way. Mm-hmm. So you want to hear about one of talk radio's great talk hosts, Mike Siegel, interviewed by Michael Harrison, mhinterview.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th and learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text GOLD SUMMIT to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. Time for us to take a look at the, or listen, this is not television, so the listening, the point, the sharp point of your ears needs to be up in gear as we go through the top five items from the world of technology that we've covered this past week. Victoria Keelan is here to do the honors, starting at number five, and the bike path.
Equinox. Yeah, Equinox is in the news a lot this week. On the political side of it, the guy who is, I guess, one of the major investors, or I don't know what his exact connection to Equinox and SoulCycle is, but he came under fire because he's hosting a huge rally for Trump. And so the people started canceling, in New York City, people started canceling their Equinox and SoulCycle memberships. But Equinox is also in the news this week for tech reasons. And the reason for that is they are launching their own Peloton-like bike, and this is going to be a direct competition for Peloton, and we see Peloton ads everywhere, all over TV and social media. That is essentially, if you don't know what that is, it's a cycle, like a regular bike that you have at home, and it's connected on a screen, so you're joining a virtual spin class. And so Equinox and SoulCycle being the biggest, probably, spinning brand in America, they're going to have their own bikes. Now, they have not announced prices yet, but they will begin selling them in the winter, so this is probably going to be a very big Christmas item for a lot of at-home spinning fans. So it's be interesting to see how much they cost compared to the Peloton, because it's not cheap.
Number four this week, on our way to number one, is a pledge from Google.
Google has pledged to include recycled materials in all of its Made by Google products by the year 2022. Now, this will include Pixel phones, Pixel books, Google Home speakers, Nest cameras, and accessories like cases and charging stands. And they're already using some recycled plastic, but they're going to really up their game. Now, this follows Apple has a green initiative that they've been doing. Samsung has announced a similar pledge. And so Google said that it is going to make all of its shipments carbon neutral by by 2020. That's a very ambitious endeavor, and that's they want to promote sustainability in their hardware division, and so they currently have a recycling partnership program. If you have any Google products that you no longer want, they will send a shipping label to you, and you don't have to, it won't cost you anything, and you can send all your Google devices back in, and then they will use the parts and recycle them.
All right, there you go. Number three, a Disney announcement that got some attention this week, dollars and cents.
Oh, yeah. Yes, Disney really kind of came in hot for Netflix and for Amazon Prime Video. Their new bundle package of three streaming services will be Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus, and it will only be $12.99 a month starting November 12th. Now, this bundle is cheaper than the competitive streaming services, and it's also significantly cheaper than HBO's new Max, which is going to probably be around $16 to $17 a month. Hulu is currently $5.99 a month with ads, and ESPN Plus is $4.99. So to get all of that bundled in, which means you get hundreds of MLB, NHL, and MLS games, you get tennis and college sports, PGA golf. And so it's going to be a whole lot of stuff. So this was the announcement that a lot of Disney Plus fans were waiting for, and it didn't disappoint.
All right, number two. Those son of a you-know-whats from Equifax have managed to screw you one more time.
Oh, yeah. Talk about a big disappointment. People who were originally told that if they were affected by the massive breach of security information from Equifax, which affected 147 million people who had their identity theft, credit card theft, all kinds of things happened to them, they were told that they would get a settlement check of $125 each. So then the Federal Trade Commission stepped in and said, you know, there's probably not going to be enough money for everyone to do this and to get a check, so maybe just choose the free credit monitoring option. Turns out that might be your only option, because even if you do get a check, it now calculates that you will only get $4.74. That's if you get a check at all. But if you choose the payout option, you won't get the free credit monitoring. The free credit monitoring is definitely the way to go.
Congress is in the action as far as all of the shootings are concerned, and it takes a tech turn here at number one.
Yeah, so congressional leaders they want to talk to Jim Watkins. He is the owner of 8chan. That is the message board that a lot of these attacks have been, there was activity from the shooters on 8chan before these acts. And so two of the three attacks that were detailed on 8chan took place in the U.S., one in El Paso and one in California. And so Congress wants to know what this guy's actually going to do about it. And I think we all want to know that.
Yep. Lots of questions and maybe a few answers. Thank you, Victoria. Victoria Keelan with Doug Steffen at 59 after the hour.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.